She was locked away with her hut. That timer was counting. Did you surprise start us again?
I'm ready. Left. Hey!
Hey there, everyone. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I feel like it's been so long since we've done this.
Because usually we're on schedule, and then all of a sudden it's like we miss a few days.
Excuse me? I moved. Did you hear it? Probably not. Yeah, but we... It's been a minute since we've been here. It's been Thanksgiving since left, right? Mm-hmm. Right, left. Hi.
And we're there?
No, in front of
myself. Oh, it's just
myself.
You. Okay.
I feel like it's been so long.
But welcome back, the guys. It's going to be the exact same 2 weeks for you.
Yeah.
We're so glad. We hope you had a great holiday
Happy
week.
Thanksgiving.
Hopefully you had drama if you wanted drama, and it was nice and easy if you didn't want any drama.
I chose to not participate in Thanksgiving, and it was lovely.
I instigated the entire time.
On your Thanksgiving, did you go to family? Did you have a family Thanksgiving? Yeah, you instigated?
I instigated the whole time.
What do you mean you chose not to participate? What is it?
I didn't go. I actually, hilarious subject matter for this book that we did this week. I don't get along with my uncles, like at all. Actually, it's actually really sad to be so honest, and it like is so traumatic. My uncles are pieces of shit. And well, one of them isn't as bad, but the other one is. Not
I would argue
the
uncle in this one is also a piece of shit.
Yeah, but period. And so I don't go to my family Thanksgiving anymore. I opt to work instead. That's and good. So I
worked and then I went to my family Thanksgiving.
But I actually spoiler alert, I saw Wicked on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I went like after I was off work.
Four more times.
It was my fourth viewing. Okay. I've seen Wicked four times because I'm a theater nerd.
You're still like unsold on it then? You're just going back to watch it to get your good opinion on
no,
it?
No,
I don't know how I feel about
you guys, I was sold before it ever came out. Hello, do we know me? But before you think I'm psychotic, which I know I am, I know it's psychotic to see a movie four times. However, number one, I have the Regal Unlimited, so I didn't pay for it four times.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Don't worry. Number two, I went to two advanced screenings, so I saw the movie twice before the movie came out. So it was more spread. I didn't just see it like boom, 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 boom. But even if I did, would anyone be that mad? I hope not. And I had to take my sisters and my mom and my aunt to see it. So that's what we did on Thanksgiving. So my Thanksgiving actually was good because I saw Wicked.
That's good.
And you spend time with family. So that's all it's about.
Yeah. It's all about spending time with family. And speaking of spending time with family.
What better way to spend time with family than fucking your uncle?
Don't.
And your cousins.
Step cousins and step uncle, if we're going to get technical. Not necessary for anything. I wish I hadn't done this with my life right here. I had to take several breaks. Like, I took a good 3 days off before I finished the last chapter because I needed time to not want to end it.
So what were we have to pause for audience participation.
Okay.
So what were your thoughts on this one, everybody?
Please tune in. Because
tell us now and comment wherever you're listening, message us, do whatever, collect your thoughts. I need to know.
This is probably going to be.
We're talking about Credence by Penelope Douglas, by the way.
Credence by Penelope Douglas. Sorry, it popped up before and I just, that's right. Audio. That's how things work.
Sorry, we're yapping.
I needed to go home and rethink my life after reading this simply because.
Can I tell you about why? Can I tell you about why I suggested it?
Yes,
where I heard it. So I've been on Book Talk since like 2020. You know, I've been on Book Talk since the beginning of exactly. And
since it never mind.
And so I've been seeing this pop up places. And we read a lot of like really fierce like fantasy, obviously, and a lot of fan fiction. But every so often I think it's fun to do just a fucking crazy erotica book. You know what I'm saying? Like, hello.
I'm not going to say it wasn't fun. I'll compare this book. This was a roller coaster. You know how like it's thrilling, but you feel pretty sick after it. That's what this was.
Like,
I felt like it was just a drop ride the entire time over and over again.
And then you wanted to throw up.
And then I just got off and I was like.
I'm dizzy vibes.
I not thrown up, but definitely like I could see it happening right now.
I see. So what really sold me on this, I'm going to sound so crazy. There's a girl that I follow on TikTok and I love her with all my heart and soul. And I'm being so serious. And her name is her at is like blue eyed Kayla Jade, I think. Kayla Jade or Kayla Jane. Do you know who she is?
No clue.
She is a Australian FS worker is what she calls it, which is like she's like a sex worker.
Okay.
Like, and but I live for her content, and like so do all the girlies, because she like talks about like all of like her clients. Okay. And she talks about whatever. And she, it's like, but it's so interesting. It's like just because you never hear from those people. You know what I mean? Like on such a public platform. So I'm like, bitch, you better work. She makes so much fucking money. It's crazy. And I'm like, I live, but I love her content. But she had clients that were brothers. And they were like, can we, you know, have a moment? But they were like, not participate. Well, they're like all participating, I guess. But they like the brothers don't ever like, but they liked, I don't know. But everyone was commenting on her TikTok that it was giving credence. And I was like, this sounds so fucking crazy that I kind of feel like we have to, because I knew it would be crazy. So I do have to apologize, because I did a little bit know what we were going to get into as far as that. And are you crying?
I don't like this, Maddie. I don't like this.
Do you feel bamboozled? Did I bamboozle you?
No, because like I kind of knew going into it, but there's a difference between like reading the premise. Like, because when we were deciding on what to do, I was like, you sent like credence, and I did a brief like synopsis, and I was like, she fucks her step uncle. What the fuck is this?
Okay, oh, but that was a surprise to me, because all I knew about was the brothers, and so I was like, what do you mean her uncle? And so when you said that, I was like, because I knew more than I let on.
I think the real story of the two brothers, like, yeah, no, I'm an only child, so I don't get it. Maybe it's a whole. Can you imagine?
I don't have brothers.
Doing that with your sisters?
No, ew.
That's my point. I can't imagine.
I know it's a weird thing. I'm like, and apparently it actually happens.
Don't know. Because it actually happens. I believe that it actually happens, but that's my point of like.
But men are weird. Men are weird. Men are weird.
Okay, I have one question.
Okay, go ahead, Solomon.
What's with the gun?
Oh, yeah. So for those just listening.
It's like Chekhov's gun. We have it sitting there and we never use it.
theater rules are Chekhov's gun. You know, if you see a gun, it has to be used at some point. Going into this, I knew that before we started talking about it, that I would need to be checked every now and then just to ensure that I don't say anything too positive about this book, because I don't like ever just doing an episode where we're just shitting on something.
Never.
So I'm going to be speaking about this book positively.
Of course.
There are definitely parts that were good, and then she fucks her uncle, unfortunately. But just to ensure that I don't say anything too positive, this fun little thing that we just bought is going to be held in Maddie's safe possession, and I want you to shoot me if I ever say anything too positive about this book.
And just for our audio-only listeners, it's a Nerf gun.
It's a Nerf gun. Oh, yes, it's a Nerf gun. <I'm so sorry. laughs> Imagine. Guys, this podcast is going to end real quick.
I'm holding one of the guns that they have in the book. Yeah, like one of the like hunting rifles.
It's just a hunting rifle point. Honestly, I wish I was the deer in this story, where it just blow my brains out, please. I contemplated it many times while I was just listening to it. I was just, my face was just the entire time was just.
Can I be honest?
I can't, yeah. It's okay if you liked it. It's okay.
Liked it is a strong word. There are things about it I would definitely do without. But I was thoroughly entertained.
Like I said, it's a roller coaster.
You know?
You like a roller coaster, like, but you just need a minute after sometimes to be like, ooh, I need some water. Hold on.
Exactly.
I can't do that again right now.
Yeah. Like
motion sickness.
Oh, okay. So I have to tell you what I wanted to tell you. I have to tell you, that was a crazy sentence.
Can you like stop pointing at me like, well,
no, you can't okay. give me something like that. I'm an Aries. You can't give me something like this.
Yeah. We test fired that thing in the studio and it's not soft.
And how did he test fire it?
At you?
Yes.
Well, I knew you were going to be shooting me this episode, so.
So this is like a, obviously there's the sharing the brothers and the uncle, and they're the, you know, and they're all sharing the same girl, whatever. But there's also an age gap, obviously, with the uncle.
Yeah. Should we just start talking about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. But I want to tell you something first. So Penelope Douglas's books are all like taboo in this way, right? Mm-hmm. So she has credence with two brothers. So if anyone really liked all the brother action, she has another book that's called what? Five Brothers. That's what I hid from you in Target.
It's called Five Brothers?
Yes. Yes. And Miss Cameron, Miss Chamber of Secrets books, who I love and adore, she's currently reading it. And I saw her, one of her posts, she's like, the worst part about it, or it was someone's post, is like, the worst part about it is that they never end up with all brothers. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, hold on, hold on. Not that I want this to happen. Why are we calling it five brothers if all five aren't showing up?
But they are. But no, she's saying like...
At the same time. I know. That's what I mean.
No, but she's saying like they can't all stay together. Like there's going to be one that she chooses just like in there.
Oh, but are they all present for...
I don't know yet. Should okay. I reread it?
Should we have her on and we just all talk about it together? That could be our next guest. There you go.
Okay, okay. Now let's go in. Let's go in.
Okay.
It. But I just needed you to know there's one with five. Two wasn't enough. There's five.
So Credence, Penelope Douglas, starts off, I hate that this is the first note that I wrote. Great start. Was not expecting.
Too early?
That's too early. That's okay. Too early. Because I feel, I mean, shoot me whenever it feels right. I don't.
Okay,
I can't.
It's too early though. I won't
like,
know.
You don't ever shoot me with it. The start with like the somber like tire swing and everything like that. I was like, oh, this is somber,
it's
eloquent.
It's getting moody. It's calm. Getting.
The phone call with Jake at the start. And I was like. Maybe the synopsis was too crazy. Maybe it's just going to be all right. This seemed like it was fine.
Yeah.
And she's not going to fuck this guy that she just talked to.
Her uncle.
Who's her uncle. Yeah.
Step.
There's a very good chance that won't happen. Yeah. Oh, sorry, step uncle. Can't do that right now. So her parents kill themselves.
Which I was like, whoa.
Because they can't stand to be apart. And then she's just a bother in their life.
Which is sad.
So that's not what I'm expecting. Chapter
I know.
One.
I was kind of gagged by the beginning of it.
Yeah, and then she's gagging in the middle of it, but let's talk about that later. Yeah, so they specify right from that first conversation with her. It's like my uncle. Well, step uncle.
Yeah,
actually,
her
I was
brother's
like,
stepbrother. Or her dad's stepbrother, right?
And I rolled my eyes like, this didn't need to be a part of the book, guys. It could have just been a family friend, and it's a little less weird. It's still, I'm gonna hate Jake no matter what.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
because
not gonna like Jake.
Especially because she's fucking 17 when
she is 17 at the start of
which this. Why did she have to be that age?
I guess because otherwise she doesn't need any.
I just realized that.
Yeah. Any guardian to take over.
Yeah, that makes sense. But still.
Yeah.
Why is the guardian gotta go? I mean, he does do it wait until she's 18, but anyway, so it's in her parents' will that if they were to die, she has to go live with her uncle and her cousins. Step uncle, step cousins.
Yeah. She doesn't have to. She has the option out, but she's like, it's at least something different. Cause she's like, she's not depressed.
Yeah. She's not doing well.
Girly because just like, tiered in. You know, the apathy and stuff like that. I'll go into that a little bit later, but
yeah. Poor thing.
So she makes it there. The town is called Telluride. And I wrote that down because, my friend's little sister, when she was like 16 or something like that, was telling us all at dinner one time, like, what she wants her kids' names to be, and one of them was Telluride Carmichael or something like that because Twilight.
Oh.
Or Carlisle, sorry. Carlisle, not Carmichael. Oh, sorry.
That's crazy.
So Telluride Carlisle something.
Kind of jail for that, to be honest.
Jail for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agreed. I was just like, that's not me, but that's a later generation. I don't need to worry about that. I just nodded and said, okay.
That's crazy.
And
it's like a small town vibe.
Yeah, small little town
in
Colorado.
Because her parents were like movie stars. And
so oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, she's going to like Hannah Montana summer herself. You know what I mean? Like a Miley Stewart summer.
You can change your mind.
You can change your hair and your clothes. You can change your mind. It's just the way it goes. Bop.
That's her.
Written by Taylor Swift, just so you guys know. That song was written by Taylor Swift. Sorry.
Full name.
Yep.
He picks her up from the airport, mm-hmm. Uncle Jake, you know, they have a cabin up way up in the mountains that it gets closed down for like 6 months at a time when the winter comes because the snows just make it impossible to leave.
Couldn't be me. Could it be you?
I'd be fine probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could handle both the brothers coming at me at the same time like she does, but like, I'd definitely be okay like saying, yeah, Solomon, that's the right face. That was my face while it was going on.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean,
actually, the act of like being up in a cabin and like living there and not being able
to go. Solitude. I'm like a very.
I do too.
Introverted person. Like, yeah.
Me too.
I'm okay. Like, I can go like weeks without human contact. And I'm,
Caleb!
Don't call me that. Okay. So, her two cousins, Caleb and Jake. No, sorry.
Caleb and Noah.
Sorry. Uncle Jake. Sorry, I've been saying
Uncle Jake, which she says.
Which he specifies. He even gives her the out. You don't have to call me uncle. I'm not really anyway. And still, she's always just like, oh my God, Uncle Jake. Uncle Jake, spank me harder. Get out! Get out!
It's crazy.
I'll give a warning the next time that I shout, guys. I'm so sorry.
You're matching your sweatshirt right now. You're red.
So disgusting.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be up. She's going to be the only girl. She's going to be living up there in the wilderness with them in their little cabin shut away for months and months.
Jake is, we decided he's probably late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah.
Caleb is 25 and Noah is 21.
Yeah.
22-ish. That's ballpark ages.
Right.
For context of how I felt about this, I am also 25.
Yeah.
Maddie, if you ever see me talking to a 17-year-old,
I'd be like, what the
replace
fuck
that
you
with
doing?
A real gun and actually shoot me, please.
You got it. Yeah,
no, absolutely not. There's that. No. That's why I can't get behind any of these guys because it's too uncomfy.
Yes, I agree. I agree, but why was
But she's down for it, so, you know, you live your best life,
I girl. Totally agree, but why was I a little bit giggling and kicking my feet? I hate myself.
You can. That's why I'm like, all right, sure.
Yeah.
Jake, from my first impression, was I thought that the reason why Uncle Jake and her dad had a falling out was because he was in love with her mom or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was going to be given, like, Snape and Harry type vibes or something like that, where he was, like, in love with her mom.
Yeah.
Except... he's just going to be getting with her instead. And I was like, this is going to be weird, man. I don't know what's going on. Then it turns out that, like, they made his ex-girlfriend, like, kill herself or something.
Yeah, I was like, what? This book chose drama at every turn.
It's crazy because it's so, I'm so invested. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, no, don't call him Uncle Jay. Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, everyone in the town, as they always are, is immediately obsessed with her.
Yeah, they're immediately like, that's just what it's like being from California, you know?
Yeah, and I know. And she's like, because her parents were movie stars, so she's like famous, and so she's coming in all like, you know, which I'm like, what? No,
I have family like on the East Coast, like in the Maryland, Philadelphia area, and like when I went to visit them one time, they're just like, oh, she's like, you're right by Hollywood. You always see like superstars. I'm like, not really, man. I don't know. There's like 10 of them. What are you?
Yeah. But then you really think about it, and you're like, actually, I have. That's what happens to me sometimes. Yeah, like, wait, actually.
Like, I guess I've seen
them. Because I'll be like, oh, I've seen them. I'm like, I guess.
I don't know. It's just, I don't idolize people like that.
Because they're our peers.
Yeah, and then people are always recognizing us, obviously. So
yeah, so it's never just, happens, where they're just never like happens. Us. We're just like them. We're just like you.
Yeah, us, Ariana Grande, and Cynthia, whatever her last
I've name seen is. Ariana Grande in person, yeah, actually.
You've said that several times now on the podcast.
It's a claim to fame I have.
So she spends the night over there at their cabin. Caleb's just missing. Noah's kind of chill.
Yeah, because Caleb, like,
he's out hunting.
He just disappears into the wilderness for a while.
Caleb does not speak for the entire book.
Yeah, he doesn't talk at all.
And that's supposed to be the hot attractive thing. Unfortunately, he throws tantrums the entire time too. And I got the ick so many times from him.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie, on her private story, like on her personal account, she posted, a picture of Frankenstein at Universal Studios. And she said, when he's 6 foot tall and doesn't talk or something like
that.
And I thought she was talking about Caleb. I thought you were alluding to that. And you're like, oh, I haven't even gotten to him yet. And I was like, I thought you were trying to be like, oh, I love Caleb. And I was like,
No, I just love Frankenstein. It's because it was a funny picture of me like gazing longingly at Frankenstein because we were so drunk. And I was like, la, la, la. But
he was gazing at us, though.
He was at me. Okay.
So her first experience with anything weird going on in this house is that Jake just has a 20-something-year-old come on down just fully naked or something like that.
Yeah.
While she goes to use the bathroom and she's like, oh, what the fuck?
These men be fucking
and
these
then,
girls.
And then like he just starts French, like this is Uncle Jake, 50-year-old Uncle Jake, just Frenching this 20-something-year-old in front of Tiernan while she's just getting her coffee. And I'm just like, that's a weird start to the night.
It's
all right.
So weird.
It's night one, guys.
I also, just like we said before with the age gap thing, I'm not into the age gap moment. As I famously said before, it has to be either a few years or like 10 at most or like few hundred.
But like even with age gaps, you know what I mean? Like why are they waiting for her 18th birthday? That's the only point.
So weird.
All the Goodreads, and we'll read some of those later, were just talking about like why it's taboo. It's like, oh, it's because they're kind of family. I'm like, that wasn't the weirdest part.
No,
the weirdest part was just them waiting for her to turn 18.
Yeah, I agree.
This 50-year-old man is fantasizing about her while she's still 17.
Yeah. They threw a party for her on her birthday, and then he was like, okay, now we can
turn down your volume real quick, guys. I apologize. I'm going to put this pillow in front just to maybe muffle it a little bit.
Go ahead.
I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that happens. I wrote down a moment where she gets a splinter while they're doing some work, and it's, like, oddly erotic.
Yeah, don't they, like, suck it out of her or something?
Yeah, yeah, he does that. And I'm like, and that's so I understand why people were, like, giggling and kicking their feet. When you forget the fact that he's a 50-year-old man who's technically her uncle, it's kind of all right.
I didn't live for Jake the whole time, though, actually.
Jake was the immediate one that I was like, I can't do this. Noah, I'll tell you when I got the ick for him. And then Caleb, I was always just kind of like, I don't like this at all.
I feel like with Caleb, like, you just knew immediately that he was going to be the one. Because it's always going to be, because it's always going to be, like, huh? It's always going to be the one that is, like, you know, the one that they can't figure out. That's always going to be the one that they choose.
One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the mystery was lost on me when, like, he kept throwing tantrums. Okay. When he's throwing a tantrum later on or something like that. And so I'll talk about it when we get to there.
Okay.
She was born November 2001. So happy birthday, Tiernan.
Happy birthday. She's November, way younger than us.
And that just kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Just hearing the 2001. I'm like, oh, no.
What, you're 98?
I'm 99. I'm like, that's close, but it's still just like, it's weird to read about characters that are younger than you when, I don't know.
When they're fucking their uncles?
Yeah. Yeah, usually that was like my thing, so.
It reminds me of the White Lotus when she's like, so you fuck your uncle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about. Go ahead.
You told me about it earlier, so I do know what you're talking about. They go shopping and they get 8 boxes of condoms.
Ew. They're like, just stocking up for the winter. I'm like, what, so you guys mean? Knew?
What? What do you mean 8 boxes?
It's crazy. And the way she's like.
And I'm picturing like the Costco boxes, which have like 40 condoms in them. So let's do the math right there real quick. 8 times 40. What is that? Is that 1,200? Is that too many? That's too many.
That's far too many. Isn't that like 240?
Is that 320. All right. I almost said 120.
Did we ever say that math was our strong suit, Solomon? Not laughing at us.
Oh, boy.
I wasn't that far off.
I was thinking 8 and 4 when you add them. That's why. I was like, let's do the math right there. So we add that together. That's 12. So hold on. Guys, we talk about smut for a living. Clearly. Don't come to us for math.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah. And the way that she was like, I saw the boxes and I was like,
And then this is the night that we do meet Caleb, where he comes back from hunting covered in blood, and he just pins her up against the car.
Yeah, I was scared.
I didn't like this
at all. Raise your hand if you were scared. I was scared.
I was scared, and I would like to beg for that to not be the first way that we meet love interests.
Well, yes. So my two biggest issues with this were age, them waiting for her to turn 18, and the way we do get a little sexual assaulty a few times. You know?
Yeah, pretty much every single time with Caleb, she's very clearly saying no.
And I'm like, I don't really understand, because
that's not dubious consent. That is assault.
Because she's like saying stop, but she's like, but I actually kind of wanted to keep going. And I'm like, I don't think this is a good thing to be happening or writing.
Yeah.
No offense. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because I'm like, that idea of like, because if the wrong person reads that, like, oh, she's saying stop, but she actually doesn't want to, that's dangerous. If you ask me.
Men don't read this book.
I know. But do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that idea just being out, I feel like, isn't a good one. Mm. And like, yeah, that kind of freaked me out a bit. You know?
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
I just don't get why that happens in books and people like it.
I did Noah's interruption of that moment.
Yeah.
His exact quote is, she's family. You can't fuck her.
Noah.
That's not what you actually think, is it? If anything, you only fuck her because she's family. That's your philosophy on life. Not me. That's not my thought. That is their thought. So I laughed at that. So there were many moments that
I feel like she
was self-aware writing this at the very least, where she was like, this is going to
eat. Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, all that, I just wrote, I didn't like that.
No, I didn't like it at all. I could have gone without that.
But
and the way they were like, when he comes back from the wilderness, he's hungry.
He's an animal.
Not for food. I'm like, oh my God. This is so weird.
He's only going to be getting food. Get him out of here.
Yeah, he's an animal. He doesn't talk. It's just a little bizarre.
And I don't like how much these two guys pull. Based on the way that they talk,
I think they're hot.
can be
it
hot.
It must be hot.
I don't know. Women, raise your standards, please. I can't.
Girl, I mean, I wasn't one of them.
This might be something that shoots me. it's not my face, please. But when she's just laying in bed in her own little room or something like that, and she can just hear every other guy in the house fucking mm-hmm. or something like that, and from Noah's room, you just... This was so oddly specific that I was like, am I going to live for this book? Because this is before like, anything really happened. Just WoW by Post Malone is playing while he's just pounding up against someone. Yeah. I was like,
how did it make you feel?
I was just like, that's a good song choice. I don't... Oh, you know.
How does this work?
For our audio-only listeners, Maddie can't use the gun.
You got to pull that all the way back. There you go.
Okay, continue.
I was like, it's a good song choice. Oh.
Shot him in the shoulder.
Two more.
Okay, that's all good.
it was a good song choice, you know?
Yeah.
As far as it goes. So they're always walking around shirtless in this house. I'm like, bro, it is Colorado nearing the winter. You should No, I guess it's summertime still because they're going to the lakes and everything.
It's like August.
But it can get cold. Mm-hmm. Like when I was there for the Starfall Ball, it was May. So that's technically summertime, I guess.
Yeah,
but
it's chilly.
Bro, we were chilly.
But they wanted it out for her to see.
Like my nipples peck up extra when it's cold out. So
yeah, they're like, look
out.
At our six pack.
My 17-year-old cousin.
Look at her. Yeah. Hey, cousin, you see my six pack?
Hey, cuz.
Ew. Crazy.
Hated that. But in this one instance, I felt Noah was relatable.
Okay.
It's just because his inner monologue that he has. It's 6 a.m. when like a girl is like with him or something like that and like wakes him up so that they can fuck. And he's just kind of like, it's 6 a.m. What are we? And then she like starts really going at it and stuff like that. And he has this mentality of, you know, okay.
So, I got the giggles.
Because, like, there were parts where they were good about this. There were parts that I'm just like, all right, this is funny. As long as she just doesn't fuck these guys. That's all I cared about. Where he's just like, oh, can you just come already, please? Because he's just hurrying. It's like, it's too early. And she starts, like, just moaning, doing, like, some loud stuff, being like, yeah, I'm daddy's little whore. That's what this girl says. In my head, I was just thinking, 6 a.m. is too early to be pulling out the daddy's little whore. I don't know if I'd be in the right mindset for that. Like, there's a time and a place for daddy's little whore.
I feel like the hours for daddy's little whore, I can't even say it.
It's got to stop by 3 a.m.
3 a.m., and it can only start after, like, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, there's a short window.
Like, if you're waking me up starting with choke me on daddy's little whore, I'm going to be like, whoa.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Solomon, do you agree? Do you agree that that's pretty?
Why are you bringing me into this?
Because it's funny.
Because I apologize before we started recording. Well, that you didn't have to be.
I would have said 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Okay, oh, 4 a.m. Okay. I guess like 4 a.m. if you're like...
That's like... Because that's after the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The club
I guess
fan.
So. But he's just sitting there like, okay, come on.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Like, I don't want that. That's what he's saying. I'm just like, yeah, I just...
He's like, I want my dad's little whore, but I don't want...
You got your clip moment. You got your clip moment.
Oh, that felt good.
Oh, that was good.
okay.
And then he has this mentality of, this is my one of my favorite tweets that I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Is casual sex. You know that term, right? It implies the existence of competitive sex. And that's how he's thinking. He's just like, I'm not having a good time, but I'll be damned if I let reputation get around that she didn't come. Or something.
Crazy. Well, it feels like it is competitive because since all of them are like, I'm like, how many girls you guys got
like,
coming in and out of here?
Through. Like, you need, I guess you do.
It's
need
a little crazy.
The STDs are going to be crazy right now.
Yeah, that's true.
When
did she start fucking her uncle? Is it soon?
After her birthday. So she's still 17, guys. Keep in mind. The first Jake POV we get is him imagining her in the backseat of a car with another guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
bizarre.
I didn't like that.
Bizarre.
If you just didn't get that POV, you might have been able to sell me on him. But I didn't like that at all.
Sorry, bang fix. Go ahead. Keep going.
And so, you can just cut the camera just to make sure you can see. This is just because I'm a local. Surf City, Huntington Beach was mentioned. And I was like,
not this.
It just felt so like.
Also, why Huntington Beach? I hate Huntington Beach. There's much better beaches than Huntington Beach.
I like HB. Casual.
Yeah, but like.
I go there a lot.
You do?
Yeah, Newport and HB.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. But I would just go like almost anywhere else.
I like Laguna Beach.
I love Laguna, so, but that's far for her.
This is a SoCal talk now, guys. Sorry.
But I, that's far for her, I guess. But the way that she leaves, I'm like, you know, why not just go to Malibu or something, Diva?
Yeah.
But Slay.
She's like, ugh, that's where the poses are. I don't know. I think Jake starts telling him the reason why him and her dad never got along and stuff like that. And it's the story of like how Tiernan's dad and her mom got his, the love of his life to unalive herself, essentially.
Right.
And
which, once again, this book chose the craziest drama at every turn.
Yeah, because, and I was like, I did not see that coming, and it just really paints these two characters interestingly. The, okay, all right, I'm ready for it. Just let me get this part out.
Okay, go ahead.
The stories that we see from Tiernan with her relationship with her parents who only really cared about each other, which on one hand, it's a beautiful story about the two of them, but the way that she says, you know, they just had a kid. Mm-hmm. Because it was what they were supposed to do, but they didn't ever really consider her or care about her. She was always an afterthought to them.
Right.
They left her in the hotel room for days, juxtaposed with Caleb's mom leaving him alone in the car for days. I'd pick the hotel room personally. But and then that apathy that she just ingrains in herself, that it's like, it doesn't matter, I don't care. Her story of just walking into the ocean with her backpack.
That was gnarly.
That's what I mean. It's like, there are so many moments of this book that you're just like getting invested with this vivid writing that's like kind of thank you
I got him with Nerf gun number two,
and yeah, so definitely things that are great. Unfortunately, after Jake tells the story, she goes, he's spilling his guts and I'm standing there getting turned on.
Yeah, that was
what
that was crazy. But I do understand, I do get what you're saying. This stays with me, just so you know.
That's
you're
okay.
The only one getting
That's all right. I don't.
But I do appreciate like the way that there was a lot of depth to it.
Yeah.
You know, when it could be that she just was, you know, getting railed the whole time and it wasn't. Yeah. And it's like, and they use it kind of to read her when they're like, you just want to fuck her dad because your dad never loved you.
That's
I'm like, that's crazy. A read.
You just want to fuck your cousin because your cousin never fucked you. Talking about here, Noah. What are we doing?
Yeah. But I'm like, it's probably true in one case. Like, she clearly has severe parental, like, daddy family issues. So I'm like, I guess you would be so twisted up in a way that you're like, I need validation from the only male and like male like father figure. I guess.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so, I guess like, because it does kind of.
What is the order that she says? Three. Sexual encounters in your life, one to lust, one to learn, and one to love.
Yeah.
Oddly profound.
Oddly profound.
Now, I don't think that should be your uncle and two of your cousins, personally. No!
Let's go out of the family tree, even if a step is before the words.
We branch
cousin?
Out of that a little bit, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh my God, it's so
Make sure
funny.
To talk to your uncles and cousins and let them know
or
it could have been
like
worse.
Me. Yeah. I gotta reload her.
This is the first time I wrote down, please stop calling him Uncle Jake. Because they're like kind of like passionately kind of like leaning in. I'm like,
I just want to know.
You are a 50-year-old man. That is a 17-year-old.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say anything about anybody. Okay.
No, if you're a 50-year-old man going after.
No, hold on. That's all I'm talking about. How old is Credence? But I would guess 40s. Yeah.
Noah is 20 and Caleb is 21. I thought Caleb was 25.
No, I think that's right. Because I did read that.
Oh.
They're younger. They're only a year apart because it was T when that's what they say at the very end of the book. Remember, because I read it 2 hours ago. When he's like, there was only a year between us, but it made the big difference. That's why he couldn't remember their mom.
Oh, so I take it back then. So Caleb was born the same year as me.
Yeah.
Can't think. Nope, even if I were 21, don't let me talk to a 17-year-old. Don't
Yeah,
let
it's happen. Still weird.
Yeah.
It's
that's,
still
that's
weird.
That's not good.
Still weird.
Bueno.
But late 40s, still weird.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to say was, and this is not to read anyone down, but what inspires one to write this?
And that's what a lot of the like Goodreads were saying is like, Penelope, do you need help?
Well, and because like it go at the end of, I read this on Kindle Unlimited, and right after it has like a sneak peek of Birthday Girl.
Yeah, that's it.
By her. And it said like, if you like, forbidden taboo age gaps. I'm like, whoa. I mean, I guess there's a big audience for this.
No, I believe that. Yeah.
To which I say, well, if you're like so into this, if you're so into this, no tea, no shade, no hate. if you feel so inclined, can you tell us why?
Yeah.
Like, DM us.
I gotta know what's
and we
going
won't
on.
Like, and like, I won't spill anyone's tea. Like, it'll just be between, we share the account, so we would both have access to it. But if you so live and there's a reason why you, like, you know you live, like, and you feel like sharing, let us know, please.
Yeah. Also, if you want to comment it, feel free to do that. If you, like, don't care and you're like, this is who I am.
Right. Because, like, once
but
again.
If you just want to be like, hey, I'm down low. Yeah. I fucking live for this.
Yeah. Like, please tell me.
I love finding out.
Like, yes. I would love to know.
And we're just like, no way.
Because, like no tea at all.
That, somebody just sent us the snake one, the basilisk or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Someone sent us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't remember.
Yes.
But, like, we've added it to the list where she fucks a snake. And I'm like,
okay.
They said it with such enthusiasm that I was like, we have to read it.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody's down.
Because like no tea at all. I live. Okay, let's keep going. Because we've actually been yapping a lot, as I knew we would.
When they go through the drive-thru, Marnie was there or something like that. Mm. And she was like, this girl named Marnie, who's like, I guess was one of the girls they pass around or something. That sounds awful, but it's like what they do. It's what they do.
Yeah.
And she's all like, Caleb, I'd be more than happy to come up to the cabin with you. My offer still stands. I can keep you warm for the winter. And then Noah just goes like, yeah, but then he'll just throw you on the ground when he's done using you or something like that. And then she rightfully splashes him with like his drink or something like that and throws it. I'm like, yeah, Noah, you deserve that shit. I don't know. That was a weirdly dickish thing to say.
Yeah, well, Noah clearly has some brother issues.
Yeah. They go to the lake, and that's where, what's his name, Terrence or something like that?
Yeah, Terrence comes all in being fucking strange.
Just another biker. Oh, because they're bikers, too, of course.
Yeah, but like dirt bikers. Don't get it twisted.
And, yeah.
You guys know that I used to ride dirt bikes? I broke my elbow on a dirt bike.
Did your dad, like, have to do, like, massive, like, airlifting?
Yep. He's okay. We're all okay.
Everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Wear equipment.
Yeah. He was, too.
She has her 18th birthday party.
But before that, that was when they were at the lake.
Yeah, they go
and that's when she like saw when Caleb like came out of the cave with that girl who was bleeding and she's like, he hits girls.
He hits girls.
And I was like, I don't like this again. Yeah. But then we find out that he actually didn't. But I'm
he
like
didn't, but we still don't. Did we find out why her nose?
Yes, but I can't remember.
Did she trip or some shit?
Yeah. Right. Oh, and cause she had to remember because she was in the lake and she like was feeling so all type of ways. And so she had to go by herself and have a moment.
Tiernan had to go have a moment in the cave to think about her uncle.
To relieve some tension. Okay, so yeah. And then it's her birthday and they go have a party. And everyone's like obsessed with her as they always are. Everyone's trying to get at her. And Terrence is being crazy because he wants her.
He wants her, yeah.
And then
I'm like, I mean, I think he's awful, but he's also not your cousin. I hate to break it to you.
That's one thing he's got on the other.
I know they're technically step cousins.
It's just funny.
It's just an odd choice.
Yeah. And there's a fight that ensues.
Mm-hmm. And then they run away up to the mountains right when the snow starts so nobody can get to them. So they're going to be locked away now. And now we start where everything really starts picking up. It took us 40 minutes to get to this, but that's just because I've been screaming the entire time about it.
Get ready.
They put on Risky Business, which I was like, okay, yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm. She made Caleb laugh, and I was like, and that's one of those things where I was just like, I kept forgetting what I was reading because I was like, oh, she made him laugh. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
I don't want to use this too soon.
That's okay. You can use it whenever you want. Then all of a sudden, Noah's like, do you want to see what we really put on?
Yeah.
And he puts on a porno.
Yeah.
Night one.
That he watches with his brother.
Night one. We are not technically even snowed in yet, and we're already at this point.
Yeah.
And I literally wrote, it's night one, stop.
Yeah.
Because.
It's crazy.
Do you want to tell what happens here?
Well, okay, so they're watching it, and they're enjoying it. And then they start to enjoy.
Unbuckle some things,
and hands go places, and Caleb is there, like, staring.
Noah.
And then they start touching, and then. Things almost happen. Yeah, she starts. And then things kind of almost start to happen.
And he kind of says. He says one of the worst things I've ever read.
Yeah. And I just imagine Caleb like staring at them like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just caveman. Oh.
Yeah.
And
then he says.
They start leaning on it. I didn't like him from the second. He like licks his hand or something like that before he goes down to start like touching himself. And I didn't like that. Once again, night one, it's a little
night one's excessive. Crazy.
This is coming from the guy who's like, it's 6 a.m. We can't be doing this early. Hold on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And he leans on into Tiernan and he's all like, I hate this word so much, like cherry.
Yeah.
As like when referring to virginity and stuff like that. I just don't like that. Personally.
It's icky. And that is a plot point in this because she's like basically a child. It's
She was a child up until this point. I until know. This day.
It's spooky, it's spooky, it's spooky.
And he's
spooky.
Like, I get your cherry, but Caleb gets your ass. He's that. And I'm just like, whoa!
No.
Whoa! It's night one! What do you mean?
It's so crazy.
What do you mean? I'm so sorry. I said I'd warn when I started shouting, but.
No, it's mind boggling. It is. Like,
what is that?
But I hate to say it. Why was I kind of living?
You can be living for this if you want. I.
Okay, but then they have to.
She was sitting there and she was like, no one's telling us to stop. And I was like screaming, I'm telling you to stop. What? Listen to the reader. Let this be an interactive book. Please stop. Yeah, I wrote, I get your cherry. He gets your what? And then dad walks in. He's like, what the fuck is going on here? And
which
like,
is crazy.
The only time I've wanted to see Jake ever was in this moment. And then he starts spanking her. Ah!
This fuck was crazy. I have to fix my bangs.
He starts spanking her for like watching porn with the guys and stuff like that. And he's like, you want to be naughty? This is what, and I was like, ugh! And she keeps calling him Uncle Jake.
I know, she's like, oh, Uncle Jake. It's crazy.
And then she wears pigtails the next day.
Yep.
And I was just like,
which is another,
what is this weird pedo thing that's going on here?
That's what I was going to say, is another. Like, you're like, uh-oh.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like it one bit.
Let this be, like, the record for, like, what I'm saying for all this other bullshit that I've said for all these other episodes. This is where I draw the line. This is it. People are like, oh, he's crazy. No, I'm not. I'm very vanilla. Once again, so please crazy. Stop calling him Uncle Jake.
Yeah.
Then they go out shooting. She kills something. And this is a... This is a symbolism thing for the loss of innocence, I guess.
Of course,
of course. Kills something. Because then he fucks her in the back of the trunk, truck right after that.
So bananas. Freshly 18, 40-something year old. Oh, my bangs. It's crazy.
I'm sorry for all the screaming and intense energy, guys, but
good thing you didn't drink that Celsius.
Didn't like that. I'm drinking coffee right
now. I know, but the Celsius would have been worse. Yeah, it's crazy, you guys. I mean, you guys know. You probably read it.
And she goes to town like several different times.
Oh, yeah. They kept going at it.
And I'm like, good for him keeping up. Right?
But the whole time I'm like,
she calls him Uncle Jake.
I hate to say it. The whole time I'm like, let's get the cousins back in here. Like,
I was so scared that all three of them were going to be involved.
So was I.
I was like, I cannot.
So was I.
I cannot imagine ever with my dad. I cannot for the life of me. I can't.
Well, even like just the
this
way.
This might be TMI. I walked in on him one time.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up!
I did. I was like, whoop, all right.
Shut up.
It wasn't with my mom, though. It wasn't with my mom. They've been divorced for years. So it was just some other.
That's almost worse. That's crazy. Yeah.
TMI. Sorry, guys.
That's crazy. Well, that's what I was just going to say is like, how do they go on?
He did take precautions to make sure that I wouldn't walk in. He hid all the spare keys. I had gone to like the movies or something like that.
Oh, how old were you?
It was like 15 or something like that. Damn. Like it's not anything. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like I went to all the different spare key spots that we have, and they're like, oh, they're all gone. Let me go to the landlord real quick. Hold on. And I got one from him, and I walked.
You're too smart. That's
like,
hilarious.
And afterwards, we were joking about this like a couple years ago, and he was all like, I hit all the keys too. I don't know how you came on it. I was like, dude, I don't.
That's so funny.
I just
funny.
Didn't know what was going on. Leave a sock on the door, man. Come on.
But my question is, so like, isn't that awkward enough? Like, how do they all live with them? Like, how do they all look at each other? How do they all dine together after him just walking in on them almost doing everything? And how are they all just kind of okay with
it? They know that she's fucking their dad.
I know. And how is it okay? I mean, I guess it's not because Caleb's throwing a fit the whole time.
Yeah, he throws it. We're finally at his tantrum, but
yeah.
Right before that, just one more thing I have to scream before we're done with the Jake chapter.
Okay, yeah. And then we're going to get the fuck out of Jake because I'm sick of it.
Yeah, because he's going to get the fuck out of her permanently. But she has him go through a sort of therapeutic experience
Yeah.
where she tells him to close his eyes.
Good God, this is crazy.
And imagine that She's his
dead ex-wife or ex-girlfriend.
Girlfriend, like ex-love. The dead love of his life. And she just talks him through it while it's like, imagine that you're inside her. And I was like, what is this? What is this? Please. And then he's like saying that how much that he misses her or something like that. But Tiernan uses her nails. And I was like, oh my God, get out of here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we're done with Jake. That's the last time she does anything with him. It's the last time.
She gets it out of her system fast.
God, please.
But then we got two more cousins.
So he throws Caleb throws a little tantrum.
Yeah.
About that, which I'd be a little freaked out too.
Well, yes.
But I also wouldn't be trying to pursue her personally.
I know. I would just be like, that's crazy. Hello.
And they do the sign language thing, which I think I've mentioned on the podcast before. He's like throwing a tantrum, and she's like, no, I know what this is, what babies usually do when they're like wanting to be heard. Do you want more?
Yeah.
More or something like that? You want more? This means more? Or are you all done? And I was like, she ate him the fuck up with that. She laughed so hard.
Ate him up.
And I was like,
yeah.
Like, sign language. There we go. Hey, that's not positive. That's not too positive.
We got to get going because we're almost done.
Then she finally starts doing stuff with Noah.
Yeah.
And he keeps talking about his dad during it.
Yes.
And I was like, what is this weird Oedipus complex thing about wanting to be your dad?
Yeah.
I couldn't be me. Once again, couldn't be me like talking about that. Oh yeah. And then Caleb joins on.
And then they share
too. And I just wrote, damn, Caleb, we're starting with that, because he just goes right for that booty. Right for it.
Girl.
Oh, because Jake goes away on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
For this. And I was like, bro had to know what was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, because then they're like, we're going to stay separate. But then the barn almost burns down. And she, you know.
Oh, yeah. She just had like her arm stitched up. Right. And then they start double.
The way he slaps her. What, he's stitching her? Crazy. But yeah. And then they all. And I'm like, okay. So like, this is my question then.
Okay.
Because they're brothers. And I know that it's just about her. I know that they're not doing anything together. But yeah. They are, I mean, this is a team activity, so they are kind of doing it together.
It's only an inch and a half apart. That's all I'm going
to say. That's what I was about to say. Things have to touch.
Yeah, things are touching.
Things are touching.
Guaranteed things are touching.
Things are touching.
But if you're that close with your brother already, I don't think a little bit of a is going to affect anything. You know what I mean?
What the fuck?
A little bit of teabags touching. Is it gonna...
I want to shoot you just because that was crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's bonkers. It's bonkers. But I lived. Sorry. Yeah,
and
sorry.
None of these guys were attracted to me. They're all giving me the ick a little bit. And just at this point into like their trip, this is still like week one of like the camping. Or maybe there was a bit of a time jump.
It's
with
been
some
a little
of it.
Bit of time, yeah.
But like, has she gone a day without getting railed since that point?
I don't think so. No, I don't think she's gone many hours. I don't think she's gone many hours without getting railed.
Good for her. Love that for her journey, if she's down for it.
Yeah.
This is where they pitch the idea of knocking her up or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need the birth control. I was like, yes, she does.
Okay.
Based on your guys' actions.
So
yes,
crazy.
Yes, she does.
So crazy. It's spooky town. And then she like, well, and then he, they fight. They all fight.
Yeah.
And he leaves.
Yeah.
Caleb leaves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and he also locks her in her room.
Locks her? Well, Jake locked her in her room, right? Because
Caleb did because they would have just thought that she went to bed or something like that.
Oh,
and then he sneaks on in later while she's asleep. And it's his first POV, like third person-ish.
Yeah.
Going at it. And I was like,
yeah.
All right, man.
Because, of course, she has nightmares every night. And he goes and he consoles her every night. And he keeps her hair ribbon in his pillow. It's so bizarre.
He says something that I don't like.
Ooh.
His little, I think it's Caleb. It might be Jake though, but he likes the way that like she speaks to him and looks at him, and it's like, and he specifically says he might think that a child was speaking. I was like, no. Why is exactly Solomon? Keep
it's
shaking
crazy.
Your head. That's what I'm saying. It's not. This is don't no.
It's crazy.
I'm laughing because I'm uncomfy.
Yeah.
It was where we find out that his mom like locked him in the back of a car for 4 days
Which
to go get high.
Crazy.
And I was like, put him back in the car. Put him back in the car. Don't let him out.
Which, like, that's why he doesn't speak, because he's so traumatized. And he,
from,
like,
crying and screaming.
And so he was like, he shut himself out from, he shut the world out. And so he never spoke again, which I'm like, how did, I'm so curious about then, Caleb's life.
Yeah. And then he leaves and storms out to go live in a cabin even further up or something like that. And this is something that, you can shoot me for this one if you want. It might be worthy.
You can't stop giving me permission. Sorry, I don't want to do it.
I don't know. You keep on like, I don't want to use it on that. I'm like, but this might be it. Where as he leaves, he looks at her and he just goes, like, mine, the sign language for mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, because she was joking about sign language, and like, he doesn't ever communicate with sign language either. He just never speaks and just expects you to understand.
Yeah.
So when he does that with the hand over your heart and taps it like twice or three times, I just went, aw. And I was like, wait, ew, no. And I immediately swapped up. Just.
It was empty. I was empty. To scare you.
You did. And I was like, the sign language could have been so cute. All that happens, and then she starts talking about how she needs to keep taking her birth control or something like that. She specifically says, I don't want to be a teen mom. And I'm like, Diva. I don't know. You're letting them, they're not using any of those 320 condoms.
Yeah, what was the point of buying all those?
All those condoms just to not use them.
Yeah. Making balloon animals? Perhaps. Yeah, it's crazy. And then, so then they like don't hear from him for months. He's like up in the wilderness for months.
And she doesn't get with Noah again either, because she's realizing that she's in love with Jake, which happens suddenly.
With Caleb.
I'm sorry. She's not getting with Noah because she's in love with Caleb. Jake. And she also hasn't touched Jake. And she's like, Jake's really taking the high road with this one, with not pushing. I was like, what do you mean he's taking the high road?
He still fucked his niece.
He fucked his 18-year-old niece.
Barely.
I don't know. Day of.
It's questionable. Suspect. Depending on the hour, it's questionable.
It's questionable no matter what.
Well, of course, but I'm saying the 17-year-old part. So then they're like, they go on a mission to go find him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they do. Wait, also, this happened in the middle of the book, and we're nowhere near where it happened. But do you remember the moment? No, I mentioned it. But do you remember the moment when he like went hunting for a deer and then he sucked the blood off of his fingers? That scared me.
I remember him coming. This is the night that he assaulted her, right?
I don't remember.
He came back covered in like the blood.
Oh, yeah. And he licked it off of himself. That's crazy. I like vampires, but that's crazy.
Sure. I'm just like.
I just remembered that.
There's nothing
that
can surprise me about this book anymore.
And then, so then he shows up at the cabin up in the woods.
Yeah.
And then Noah's still out there looking for him, but he comes in and they're like, start going at it again. Mm-hmm. And Noah's like, let me in, it's freezing.
Yeah, I'd be so pissed if they didn't let me in. Like, I'd be banging. So like, I swear to God, if you guys don't open this door for me right now, I'm going to scream.
Right.
And then, like, they do. And then, like, Caleb starts making the moves while they're cuddled up, like, sleeping. And she's like, no, Noah's right there. And it's like, you literally just fucked with him on the other in the room.
Also, you all were together. Who cares now?
Yeah, you guys were literally tip to tip. I don't know what seems to be the problem here.
Shaft to shaft.
Shaft against shaft. Parallel parking, if you will.
I hate it.
So like, okay. We're laughing about it because like it's funny and like an hindsight, but like
it was crazy. So then eventually, wait, why does she go home again?
They head on back to the cabin first.
Yeah.
And once again, he throws away her birth control, Caleb. Now, because now she's
which was crazy.
And she goes, "We're too young." And I just go, "No, you're too young."
Yeah.
Who's we? We speak who's in French we? Now. Yes. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. Hello. This whole thing. Crazy.
So they all leave to go down to town, and then Terrence and his boys attack, remember?
Oh, right.
And they're like, we're going to steal
Terrence,
these bikes.
There's enough going on.
Yeah.
We have incest happening. We have barely legal stuff happening. Leave us alone.
We don't need this side plot of him leave burning us down alone. The barn because he wants to steal bikes and he's mad at them.
Oh, yeah. And then they do that photo shoot, and people are being crazy, and then they try to burn down the barn again. Oh, right.
Yeah.
And she shoots him with an arrow.
Yeah, she grabs her bow and arrow. And I'm like,
Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah, I literally wrote, okay, Katniss.
Kind of fierce, to be honest.
And she just wings him in the shoulder.
Yeah. And then they're like, you better get back to town. You don't want to see how we deal with that up here. I'm like, what?
She's like, I may have the personality of a brick, but I can do this. Something like that. And I'm like, all right.
She's self-aware.
This just took a weird turn. And then she goes back home
because
she can't.
Your personality isn't the problem. It's the fact that you fuck your uncle.
Yeah. Stop.
But yeah, she goes back home.
Because she can't be with Caleb because he's not going
to communicate.
She's like willing
with
to take the scraps, but she knows that she deserves more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure.
Sure. Which also when she's like, communicate with me, I'm like, but he can't. And so when she's like, talk to me, I kind of was like, Diva, I think you have unrealistic expectations. Because he doesn't talk. To speak.
No, not going to happen.
Well, yeah. I'm like, but he hasn't spoken in 20 years. Like, what makes you think? So I kind of was like, Diva, a little bit. I fear you need to move on or get over that. But I mean, he showed me, because then he shows up and is like, hey, girl.
Yeah, because she goes on out and I like the tire swing moment. Okay. Yeah. The tire swing moment at the end where he's
I'm out of nerve.
Pushing her around.
No, it was sweet.
While he talks to her and they plan their future. I was like,
it was sweet.
That tire swing was the one that she always sat outside.
And he knew to put it up. On. He put it up for her because he saw it in a picture and he saw her in the picture looking longingly at it like this out the window. So when she was a child, because she basically is still a child.
So the healing in this is beautiful. The path to healing, nasty. But the actual healing, very nice. Very real growth.
And healing there. From like almost actually kind of everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's also not healing from anything, quote unquote, serious abuse. It's just the neglect.
Yeah.
But you have everything, so you shouldn't be
sad.
So yeah. It's like...
kind of beautiful.
Yeah. Thank God you don't have any more shots, because I'd be lit up right now.
I could hit you with it. Blunt force.
And then, you know, they go do that. Epilogue, 5 years later, they have a kid now. They're
who's
fucking
already
innocent.
A year and a half old.
Yeah. They wasted no time doing that. And Caleb's finally thinking, she's always extra horny and tense. And I'm like, what does that mean? What does always extra horny, what does that mean?
She goes first camping and she's like, hell yeah. I guess.
Yeah. And then Jake ends up fucking
the assistant.
Yeah.
I'm like, cute. Everyone.
Mariah.
You know. Yeah. And then, Noah goes off and he's a pro rider. Sure. Love.
Which is something he was after, being a motorcycle racer.
I mean, it ends happily.
It ends fine, yeah.
And Mr. Min is a chatterbox now.
Yeah, he's a shit the fuck speaks, up. Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which, yeah. I don't know. How do you... Thanksgiving dinners for them are going to be so
That's what weird. I'm thinking. I'm like, so they all hang out?
So, like, Jake's going to definitely be the grandpa. And it's like, did I ever tell you about the time that I fucked your mom?
That's what I'm saying. Like, so they all sport just live play. On, okay? The brothers ever... Do they ever have flashbacks? Or like, remember when I did that with you?
Wasn't that crazy? Remember when we were locked up and like, we just double teamed you? That was crazy, right? Anyway.
Do they think they said it at the speech of their wedding? Remember when we all shared you for a summer?
That's crazy. Noah's the best man. I'm gonna try to do my best Noah best man speech. Caleb, we've done a lot together, including Tiernan. I'll never forget the first time.
Including Tiernan was crazy.
So, like, we have a lot in common, including knowing. Never mind.
it's so wild. But I hate to say, like, because you know what it takes to write something like this? So much fucking audacity. So much audacity. So much gumption.
You're so,
so brave. So much bravery.
Penelope, you're so brave.
Such bold tenacity.
I almost
can't be mad.
You've written several like this, it seems, right?
Yes.
Five Brothers.
Please don't forget about Five Brothers.
Are we going to read Five Brothers?
I fear we must. Like if we thought two was crazy, what is she doing with five?
I've been the same
color sweater
this whole.
Are you sweating?
I've been the same color like on my face.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you are.
Blended like, oh my
no,
God.
It's like, it's wild, but I can't knock the creativity. I can't knock the... veracity. Five Brothers.
Punk 57.
Yeah, that's her like big one. I hit this, sorry. I have to share
a Penelope Douglas series.
We should, because it's kind of crazy town. And like I said, I little bit like have no choice but to respect. I'm gonna read the ones you sent me.
Oh yeah, the Goodreads?
Yeah. There was only two. Okay. And they are. This is by Alex, who gave the book 1 star.
Oh, yeah. I love going to the 1 star reviews.
January 3rd, 2022. Penelope needs a therapist. Wait, Penelope. Oh, Douglas.
Yeah, the author. Wait, who's Penelope?
I was like, who? Penelope needs a therapist. I fear that's true. Maybe she has one. She's probably
is
witch.
She in a story about an older therapist and a younger girl.
Maybe that's Punk 57. That's who knows? And then Larissa...
Five therapists.
Five therapists. And then Larissa Cambusano said on May 7th, 2024, this is a great one, winter comes, they all come, the end.
such a great
I
one.
Love it. I love it. Funny. Yeah, I have to say, I well, you know what I didn't love? Oh my God, wait, this Goodreads comment? I illegally downloaded this and still have buyer's remorse. That's really funny. No, we do not condone piracy, but that's so funny.
We sail the seven seas.
Not amazing. Curiosity killed the cat. Cat with a K. We're talking, you know, talking pussy cat.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I'm free. Worst experience of my fucking life.
The worst. It was not... It was a great time, not a good time, if that makes sense. I did not enjoy it, but I was laughing.
Right. No, and I don't enjoy the like, pedo and assaulty behavior.
Yeah, that's all not it.
This had to be some of the most depraved shit I've ever read.
As, like, wanting to be the victim in that scenario, I guess, because it is mostly women that read it, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
If they're into the older man thing. Sure. Just saying, if there's ever a man that's 50 talking to a 17-year-old, this condones violence against them. For legal reasons, that's a joke. That is a joke. Do not do that. Consult local
authorities. Oh, my God.
Have you seen the new TikTok trends that are going around where these guys, you know, do you ever watch To Catch a Predator?
No.
Chris Hansen would go on and they'd put, like, fake people on, like, the internet, and they'd catch, you know, pedophiles or something like that. And they'd be like, why don't you have a seat right there? You came to meet a minor or something like that. So, but now currently what they're doing is they're just having them meet up, like, at random places and, like, are you here to meet a 14-year-old girl? And then they just beat the shit out of them.
Just that's what Jake needs.
Justice. That is what Jake needs. He needed Chris Hansen to show. Chris Hansen would have shown up, but they were snowed in. So
yeah.
He would have been like, so tell us why you're thinking about your 17-year-old niece like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well.
That's that. Have we said what we're doing next?
No, not yet.
That Christmas one that you said, right?
Yeah.
What's it called?
How My Neighbor Stole Christmas?
There's something with a candy cane in that one, apparently.
Well, yes, there is. Ho, ho, ho.
We'll find out, I guess. Nothing's going to surprise me anymore. He said before something surprised him.
Yeah, How My Neighbor Stole Christmas by Megan Quinn. We've gotten a lot of Megan Quinn recommendations, so I'm excited. It's holiday season. And it's been, by then...
There's no family stuff in that one, right?
Not that I believe.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
This was our dose of family.
Yeah. And it was crazy.
So, thank you for tuning on into
this one, guys.
Thank you again for always coming back to view. We're so excited every single time that, you know, we get responses, comments, messages, recommendations. It just really keeps us going, guys. So, please keep it going. We're so... You know what? We didn't do our little Thanksgiving thankfulness thing.
No, it's good to do it now. Thanksgiving thankfulness.
Thankful for all of you guys coming back over and over again to keep us going with this. We've had such an amazing time. We're almost 1 year in now.
Yeah, in like a few days.
And we're at a point right now that I personally didn't think we'd get to so soon.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
From the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you for listening to us talk about crazy stuff like this.
You know, that's the one thing I'm going to say. It's because of you that I read this book. Take that as you will.
It is because of you.
It is because of you that I had to read Uncle Jake so many times.
But we love it. And we love doing this. Yeah. And we love
I keep doing it.
You.
So clearly, yeah.
Love you so much.
Stay tuned for the next one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.